Thank you, Kevin, and welcome everybody to Staging Life with Barb. It's a real honor and a joy to be sharing ideas with you each week from 2 to 3 o'clock, and it's a real joy to be working with Kevin and be a part of Positive Choice Talk Radio. I originally grew up in Kansas, and that kind of sounds like Dorothy, but I click my heels a lot and say, welcome to Barb's world. So I think we can make wonderful things happen and have magic every day in our lives. And because of Boeing, and we all know about Boeing in Seattle as well as other states and cities, my dad was transferred out to Seattle with Boeing, and I graduated from the University of Washington with 3 degrees, music, education, and interior design. And I had a business in Bellevue for a while, about 4 years of a design business, and taught school also for 4 years. And then decided to go into the wonderful world of real estate. And when that happened in the 70s, I was really shocked at how houses looked when they came on the market. Here I was, this former interior designer. But sellers really didn't want to listen to any decorating ideas. And I didn't do very well my first 18 months in real estate. In fact, I didn't even have one listing sell in 18 months. That's a long time, Kevin.
Yeah, it is.
You could have 2 babies in 18 months.
You have to work kind of hard at it, but you
can. Yeah, but I've met people that have. In my seminars, this one lady said, I did. I said, how did you do that? She said, I think you know.
Don't they know what causes that? Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't have any houses sell, and I thought, you know, I either change things or I'm going to have to get out of this business. So I started being more, I would say, intuitive, and I'd always told the truth to clients, but I backed down. And I decided, instead of backing down and taking the houses messy, that I should really come up with a program and be patient and kind, honor their possessions and their home, which I really believe in and do to this very day, and yet stick to my guns in a sweet way, and it started to work. So ultimately, I did become one of the top producers in Seattle and in real estate, and it was the staging that I developed that really made that happen. And no one had ever used that word for that actual exercise of preparing homes for sale. And so I used that because of my theater background with my music degree, because I was really supposed to be Barbra Streisand, but I grew up to be Barb Schwartz. So,
and who, by the way, you remind me of another famous person, who is Goldie Hawn.
Oh, I love Goldie. Thank you. What an honor. What an honor. I love her smile.
Oh, she's a marvelous human being. I haven't met her yet.
But
you remind me of her in a great way.
Well, thank you. What a sweet thing to say. I take that as a total compliment.
Yeah,
I would love
to
meet her someday, too. So the promoters that give seminars started coming to me in the 80s saying, why don't you go around and teach these ideas? Because with my theater background, one of the ideas I came up with in the 70s was to tell the seller, it just came one day out of intuition, that their home was like the set in the movies, and they would be the actors and also the producers because they own it, and I would be the director if they would let me do that,
mm-hmm.
and then the audience would be the buyers, and they decide if it's a hit or not, and then the critics, well, those are the other agents, and they definitely talk behind the listing agent and the seller's back. And so it clicked, and the seller said, wow, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And so many years later now, staging, we have worked very hard to spread that around the world. And my husband and I, as he accompanied me and managed a part of the business, very importantly he did that job, that we took that all over the United States in seminars that I gave 40 weeks a year from 1985 Kevin, until 1998. And then I decided to go back into the real estate market and left the Bellevue area, moved from there to Whidbey Island, and so sold 75 houses my first year and 81 my second year and 131 houses my last year, and decided that in that I would come up with a new program where we would give a designation as the holder of the federal trademark on stage to anyone, realtors, designers, even the public is interested sometimes in coming, of how to prepare homes for sale. So that's the accredited staging professional designation. And we came up with the site stagedhomes.com. And so a lot of great wonderful, exciting things are happening. We give the courses around the world, and we feature our graduates there. I have a staging university now. And along the way, I also had some life experiences like you and everybody does. So I incorporate those, and that's how we came up with, and I give you the credit, the name for the show, Staging Life with Barb. Because each one of my shows that you and I do together, I really want to talk about helping people move into the positive, staying out of the negative, helping people achieve the dreams that they have, helping people have better health, and also looking at our environment of where we live and how we set the stage every day, whether we're selling, buying, or planning on living there for many years, because it's a clutter-free way of living. So that kind of brings us up to today, and here we are, and I'm thrilled.
Well, I want to mention one thing, because this number just amazes me, and it's just staggering, because I know several people who have recently taken their real estate license exam and are now realtors and are looking for their first listing and are really, really working hard to achieve it. And yet there's people like Barb Schwarz out there. And Barb, is it true that you've sold over 1,600 homes?
Yes, because see, I'm really 89 years old.
Yeah. Well, from the folks that are out in real estate and they're trying to figure it out and don't have any listings yet, even though you have sold, and this is what struck me, even though that you've sold over 1,600 homes in your career, there was a period when you went through 18 months and didn't even have a listing.
Well, I had listings, but they weren't selling.
Ah.
Because I took them overpriced and I took them messy. And that's really easy to do because you don't like the seller to say, well, you know, I don't want to do that. If you're going to make me clean up my house, then I'm going to list with somebody else. Or about the price, no, I don't want to come on that low. You know, let's just try it at this higher price. And that's what I did when I started, too, in the real estate industry, was I was not confident and didn't have a program or a system to help my people understand as sellers that we did need to come on the market with the house prepared for sale, and we needed to be realistic in the price. Get them the most possible always, and yet still have it sell. So that's what I was experimenting with those 18 months when things weren't going well, of how to do this, and ultimately that's the program I came up with that I teach about today. And then when I went back in the market in the late 90s, early 2000s, gosh, that's hard to say that, isn't it? That's when I tested it all again and came up with a new course. And so as you know, I give a course at Discover You once a quarter over in Seattle, which is a joy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have my 2.5-day class for realtors and decorators or anyone interested in learning how to prepare their home for sale or start a staging business. And then I have a 5-day master course, which is the master's designation. And our sweet guest that I'm going to be interviewing at 2:30, Jenny Norris, is now an accredited staging professional master as she's graduated from that course. So we look at all kinds of ideas in our work, and that has to do with, you know, life as well as the house as well as life. Because you just don't live in your home. You have a life going on at the same time. So there's a lot of different aspects. And I'm working on a new book, and Kevin, we're looking at that same title, Staging Life with Barb, because it'll be about staging homes, but also staging life.
Wow, do I get credit there somewhere?
Well, absolutely.
In the fine print down below?
Absolutely. Are you kidding? It's already done.
Well, the reason that I advocated that we call your segment here on Positive Choice as Staging Life with Barb is that you do so much more, and your attitudes are so enlightened when it comes to life in general that you've got quite a story on your personal side as well as your professional side of how you have maintained positive attitudes through some adversity, through some difficult times on a personal level, and have become a better person through it, wouldn't you say?
Well, you know, we all have these life experiences, and in my seminars, I just gave a program last Thursday and Friday in San Jose, and I ask in every one of my courses, is there anyone here who's never had a life challenge? And, of course, nobody's hands go up. And I always say you're going into a challenge or you're in a challenge or you're coming out of a challenge and, whoops, here comes another one. So it's a part of life, and how we react to that and what we do about it is what really, really matters. So the answer to your question is yes. And I let those parts out during the course that let people really get to know me, because we are all who we are from these life experiences that we've had and what we've learned, et cetera. So, yes, my daughter was in a serious automobile accident as a passenger and became brain damaged, and so we worked on raising her again and supporting her with unconditional love. And then I myself have now had two heart surgeries and just never knew any of those things would happen, and yet it's such a blessing. It's a real gift to be alive, and you've probably heard this before, I'm sure you have, but I just always love saying it is, every day we live in the present, and that's why they call it the present, because it's such a gift to be alive. So it's really learning to look at how we respond, the issues that we choose to engage in or the issues that we choose to let move through us. Release is something that I talk about in my courses, is to release the outcome, because we get our everyday structured so much that things have to go this way. And a lot of times because of life events, they don't go that way. And so how do we handle that? And these are just a few of the principles that I want to talk about in Staging Life with Barb in our weeks and months and years ahead. And I really look forward to doing that and invite our listeners to call in and visit. And that will be a joy and an honor to visit with them, never to place anyone in a position where they feel embarrassed or threatened, because we're all in this together. It's called life.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, Barb, we've got a brand new number that we would like to put out there so that people can call you, and they'll call us right here at the studio. That number is 866. It's toll-free, by the way, from anywhere, 866-439-PCTR or 7287. And that's, again, 866-439-7287. We're going to take a break. If you'd like to give Barb a call, and we can talk about staging your life, staging your home, or getting on a stage and kicking up your heels, we can do all that. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stage Link with Barb. Don't go away. And welcome back to Positive Choice Talk Radio. My name is Kevin McDonald, and you're listening to your alternative talk station, KKNW 1150 AM, and we have Barb Schwarz on the phone for her scheduled appearance on Barb, her Staging Life with Barb. She is a dynamic individual when it comes to selling real estate, preparing real estate, doing the things that she needs to do, that you need to do on a professional level, but much more than that. And your seminars, Barb, are much more than just that, aren't they?
Yes, they are. People will say to me, gosh, I thought I was coming here to learning how to prepare a home for sale or how to live in my house better, and I've ended up learning how to lead my life in a more positive way. And that feels really, really good to me, because when it's all said and done, none of us are getting out of this alive. It's called life.
That's right.
And so it isn't so much what we do, but how we do it. And that is what makes such a difference to me and to everybody is, you know, you look around and everybody's moving so fast and there's so many challenges and so many, you know, people working so hard, two jobs, one job where they work long hours every day, three jobs, two kids, single parents, divorces, someone in their life has passed on. I mean, there are all these different things that happen. And so helping each other and moving through those and knowing that there is someone that can be there for you and care, even if it's through the radio, we are here for that. And so I hope people will call in and really just share together in the weeks ahead. I just really look forward to helping anyone and everyone that would just like to share some thoughts and just to visit. Well, your life is a canvas, and you can create on it whatever you want. So the steps that you use in your mind together with your spirit really give you a power center. And if we don't understand those steps, or we get confused or depressed and we're not sure what to do, it's hard to step back literally and say, what do I do next? And so frequently I want to talk about these steps. I was over at the doctor's the other day getting a tetanus shot, Kevin, because I had some rusty thing. And, you know, you do that just to make sure you don't get tetanus. Is that what they call it?
Yes.
And so
Lockjaw,
I'm sorry?
Lockjaw or something.
Oh, heaven forbid. So the doctor, he seemed himself, and I just had this feeling, and I said, are you okay? What's wrong? And, I mean, you know, how many of us say that to a doctor? And he said, well, I'm headed out the door to a funeral. And so that opened up a whole dialogue. This was a really wonderful physician. And one of his dear friends had passed on. And so I just felt really blessed to be in that moment to share some words with him, because it's normally the doctor that's sharing thoughts with us. And one of the thoughts I share, because there can be all kinds of transitions that we all go through, and that what I said to him is that, you know, when we are born, we really cry as babies, you know, being born. And everybody rejoices. And then when we pass on, everybody cries, and they say, we rejoice. And sometime we'll talk about this together on the show, because I have died and they brought me back. And so I can share with you in the future what that experience was like for me. And I think we all have such talents and such gifts. Every single person on this planet has greatness within them. Even people that do not good deeds have that greatness inside. It comes to the choice of what they decide to do with each instance.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you, and I know that we're not going to have time to talk about it in depth today, and we will do it again, but you talk about the fact that you were brought back and had a near-death experience of sorts. Did it change you from the time before that to after that? Did it change how you viewed life?
Well, I've always loved life, and I was told I came out of my mother's womb like this, just, you know, higher than a kite.
Just happy, and, happy.
And I remember my parents saying, you know, just mellow it out a little bit. But life has always seemed very much an adventure to me. And I saw a picture in the quick place. I grabbed a burrito a little bit earlier today for lunch, and there was this beautiful forest with a path, and I looked at that a minute and I thought, yeah, that's how I view life. I can hardly wait to see what's around the corner. And yet, one of the things that I do think really escalated inside of me, Kevin, was not to be so concerned about taking risks and not to worry as much. We worry way too much. And most women and men also can be the queen and king of worry.
Oh, yeah.
And so those two gifts I do want to explore in the future, because a lot of us have dreams and we have ideas of things we want to do. And you are one that I can, you know, point to right away, that you are making your dream come true. And that takes a lot of risk, a lot of gumption, a lot of courage. And so many times all of us look at, well, if I quit this job, you know, how am I going to support my family, and where will the money come from, and my relatives are going to get all upset, and we look at all these issues, and yet once I had that experience, it was like, wow, I'm not so afraid to take the steps anymore. It might have taken me, you know, 3 years to do something. Now I might do it in one day as far as making a decision, not hastily, but, you know, when your intuition says this is where you need to go, it's really wise to listen to that.
And we need to spend a lot of time talking about that, because my view of life is that we need to look at it as if we were looking at it in the rearview mirror, as if to say, when you're 90 years old and you look back at what you've done in your life, will you be satisfied that you have accomplished what you set out to do?
Yes, I totally agree with that. And the question I ask myself is, when I'm 90 or whenever, because...
You're going to live to 150.
I am. I'm telling you. We're going to do this together.
Yep.
Is that I don't want to look back and say, I wish I had done such and such, or I wish that I hadn't been afraid to do this. And so that, I think, can give us a lot of courage when we look at the path and we say, am I going to regret that I didn't do this? Am I going to regret that I didn't take this step? And I also say to myself, what is the worst that could happen? And, you know, usually it is not that bad, because even if it doesn't work out, you can always go and get another job, or you can always go and, you know, some way make amends, et cetera. So it's not that bad. Grandpa used to say in Kansas growing up, if you want to get the fruit, you got to get crawling out there on the limb And that's really good advice.
Yes, it is. Well, you know, Barb, there are people that are out there saying, oh, yeah, well, fine. Barb, that's easy for you to say. You've sold 1,600 houses. You've got this great website that you get 500,000 hits a month. You're very famous. You've got all this stuff going on. You're going to do TV. You're doing radio. You're going to have a book. What do you have to that you have to worry about? You've got it all made, but people tend to forget that at one time you didn't sell a house for 16 months and you were starting off fresh and you were taking leaps and gambles at the time, right?
Absolutely, and it was 18 months, and I'm still taking those risks every day. There's, you know, it's so cute when we all work on something, and then all of a sudden it's like you're an overnight success. There's all these years that we all have. Everybody listening has really worked hard in their life. I don't know anybody really that doesn't do the best they know how to do and work hard, and it takes a lot of time, and it can take some money, too, and that's where sometimes the risks start. When I started speaking, I didn't have the income to do that, and I wanted to give a seminar, and I'm not telling anyone to do this, so anyone listening, I'm not telling you to do this. I'm just going to share what I did. I went out and borrowed on my bank cards and got a loan because the bank wasn't going to give me a loan, to put together my brochures and start marketing myself door-to-door, basically, as a speaker, and many, many people said, you know, why should we listen to you, or why should we come, and I remember calling this broker in Spokane. He's like, I've never heard of you before, and almost hung up. Well, like 5 years later, he's going, gosh, you know, I'm so sorry that I said that when you called. But, you know, none of us have it just like a piece of cake. You pay your dues in the beginning or the end, and I tell that to sellers, too. You either leave the lights up on the front on the house and pay your dues there, or it's going to come out of your equity later on, when the house doesn't sell and you have to drop the price. So there is no free ride for anybody. And, you know, with my daughter's brain injury accident, most people wouldn't say to me, oh, you've had it so easy. Or with my heart surgeries, they wouldn't say that. Because when I share those things with them, they go, wow, you know, she's real too, and we all are. So no matter what somebody looks like or how successful they seem, there's always stuff going on that they may not share with you. How does their marriage look? How does their relationship with their in-laws look? What is their health really like? And so I think the way that we can help each other is to be really candid and not be afraid to share what some of our difficulties are as well as our successes.
Now, coming out of the break, which we're going to take in just a moment, there's a young lady who's going to come on the show and is going to talk to us a little bit about her.
Yes, I'm excited to interview her. Her name is Jenny Norris, and she's a ASPM, an Accredited Staging Professional Master. I met her in my courses, and she has built the most wonderful business this last year. So it'll be a real joy to interview her and have all of our listeners learn more.
Absolutely, and during that interview, if you'd like to give us a call, you can at 866-439-7287. We are going to take a break. We are going to come right back with Staging Life with Barb Schwartz. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Positive Choice Talk Radio. My name is Kevin McDonald. I'm your host. And Barb Schwartz is here. Staging Life with Barb. Something that we do every Monday from 2 to 3 o'clock. We talk about staging our home, staging our life, staging everything about it. And Barb, I'm going to turn it over to you. You have somebody special you'd like to introduce.
Thank you, Kevin, so much. It's so great to be with everybody on Positive Choice Talk Radio. I would like to introduce to you my friend, who became a friend after she came to one of my seminars, and she has studied with me actually for weeks at a time. Her name is Jenny Norris, and she is an accredited staging professional master, and she's actually out of the area close to Sacramento, and her hometown is Roseville, California. Jenny, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. It's great to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you on the show.
Thank you, Jenny, for coming.
Oh, you're welcome.
Now, first of all, and I'm going to turn this over to you, Barb, and I promise not to butt in very often, but but I want Jenny to confirm to our audience that everything that I say about her is true. And what I say is that Barb is a very positive, very uplifting soul who goes much deeper than a real estate agent or someone who is telling you how to stage your home. She can really honestly help you to stage your life. Is that fair, Jenny?
Absolutely. She's made an impact in the lives of so many people, including mine, and it just goes beyond the realm of selling real estate. It really is all about life.
There you go.
So much.
Barb, go for it.
Well, Jenny, it's so great to have you on the show with us, and Kevin and I are both really pleased, and I have some questions I want to ask you.
Okay.
And it is our pleasure to interview you for our listeners, and the first thing I want to ask you is, why do you think staging a home for sale or when someone moves in or even staging as a way of life is so important in your business?
The staging definitely is very important because it helps so many people see the potential in a house. It helps the realtors sell their listings. It helps the buyers be able to visualize themselves in a house. It has that emotional appeal and tug. And it helps the sellers because it helps them sell their homes faster. And the statistics definitely support that, and they will also keep more equity in their home because their house is more appealing.
It's so true, and I know this past year, since we've met, you have really built a wonderful business in your hometown of Roseville outside of Sacramento. And tell everybody a little bit about other parts of your life, too. I know that you have beautiful children and that you also homeschool. Is that right?
Yes, I do. I have 4 children that are ages 4.5 to 9.5 years old.
Holy Moses.
And you homeschool them at home.
I have a girl and 3 boys.
Oh, my. You have a busy house.
I do. And the great thing about staging is that it's very, you know, it's very flexible. You can work it and interweave it in your life.
And then you homeschool.
That's what's really nice about it.
Hold on. I'm sorry, Barb. We got talking over each other. Say your question again, Barb.
Well, isn't it true that you homeschool your children?
Yes, I do. I homeschool my children, 3 out of the 4 right now.
And then you also manage running your business.
Yep, and I manage to marry the two by working hard and trying to pay attention to the areas that I need to. But it can be done. You know, staging, as I was saying, it's just very flexible and it's really enjoyable and it's something I plan on doing for my whole life.
And when you stage homes, you're working through realtors. Is that true?
Yes. The target market right now is realtors, and I do see the day that sellers will eventually ask realtors who are going to be selling their homes, so who are you bringing in to stage my property? But currently, my target audience really is the realtors.
And that's because, of course, they're meeting the seller, and they need to educate the client on why it's important, and then hopefully they bring you in to get the house staged.
Right.
What would you say when I think, and of course, you and I have talked about this in such depth in all the days that we've shared together, which has been such a blessing to me. And so I'm thinking through the mind of a listener right now that may want to know some of these things from their perspective. How long would you say the average is to stage a home? Because I can hear a listener asking that.
The time it takes to stage
right.
a home? Is that what you're asking?
Right, the time.
I would say it goes anywhere from 2 to 3 hours to prepare a report to 5 to 10 hours if we had to do hands-on staging. But I would say my typical jobs are, I'd say, 3 to 4 hours.
And when you say report, tell everybody what you're talking about.
Well, it's something we learned in Barb's classes is we call it an exclusive detailed report, and I call this also the roadmap that I prepare for clients, that we go room by room inside and out of the house, and it lets them know exactly what needs to be done to stage their property, and then they have a choice. They can implement everything themselves, or they can bring my staging team back, and we can do some of the things on the list or all of the things on the list. It's really up to them, and borrowing a line from Barb, we say we can do as little or as much as they need us to.
And then do you work with vacant homes as well?
Yes, we do vacant homes and lived-in homes.
So either one can be staged, right?
Yes, and definitely needs to be staged, and especially the vacant houses. I heard someone describe it as vacant houses have no soul, and they really don't. There's really not a whole lot of appeal when you walk through the door of a vacant house.
And so this is really setting the scene, setting the stage.
Definitely, and letting the buyers, you know, have an emotional tug and a reason to be able to purchase a house, but also to picture how the house can look and be able to picture their own things in a house and not to overdo it, not to stuff it full of things, but to put enough in there that it has some color and warmth and appeal.
Well, Well, I want to give you so much credit because you've taken the ideas that I shared during class and the days we've worked together, and you've really run with them because a lot of people can hear things, but they don't implement them.
Mm-hmm.
And so your business is called Envision Enterprises. Is that right?
That's correct.
And so the kind of projects that you work on as an ASPM stager with the designation you've earned through my course is vacant homes, you said, and then homes that are lived in. And then you can help buyers move in and get it all set up, too. Is that right?
Right. We call that division of our business, we call it staging to live. Because it's as people realize when we stage a property, they say, wow, I never thought about having my house like this. It feels so good. And they'll take us with them when they move because they realize having a house that's a little bit less cluttered and arranged a certain way just feels better.
It really does. And a lot of times when that happens, we see that none of us remember what we put in the storage units.
Or we don't want it back.
We don't miss it at all. And a lot of times, too, I think for buyers, because it's a different house, how they arrange their furniture in the last house won't work in the new house.
Right.
And so the talent that you and our other ASPs and ASPMs can bring them really does work. I'd like for you to give everybody your phone number because as my guest, I want to toot your horn. And so let everyone know your phone number.
The business phone number we have is 1-888 and then the acronym WE STAGE. And it's usable nationwide.
Yes,
toll free.
So the fact that you're in California, we can still have people email you and send you digital pictures of what their house looks like, and you can give advice by email as well.
Sure, that can be done also.
If you do that, then you can tell them how you work and what you charge by the hour and that kind of thing. And so through the use of the Internet, Kevin, we've found that we can really help a lot of people, even if they don't live in the same town that we do. And in the future, I'll be interviewing some of our ASPs and associates in the Seattle area. And one of the reasons I wanted to start with Jenny is because, some people are listening to us in California as well.
Yep.
Online. In fact, in Chicago and Boston and everywhere, Kevin, it's so
exciting.
It's just so exciting. And Jenny has just done a wonderful job. How many clients have you worked with, say, in the last 8 to 9 months?
Oh, probably 100.
That's
would be my
really
estimate.
Wonderful.
It's just really kicked off, the beginning of the year just really kicked off, and I've just been nonstop busy since after Christmas.
And you haven't just been busy. You've been very productive.
Well, let me get this straight. You have four children,
yes,
ages 4 to 9, and not only have you kept your sanity, but you've staged 100 homes in the process.
Right, and I have to say, I do have a team of people that I have put in place. I added somebody back in July. She's also an ASP stager.
And
so she and I did most of the houses, and then I've just recently added two more people that are ASPs also. It's very important for me to have ASPs on my team. And so I know the market is just going to increase the demand where I am, which wasn't the case when I started. There was nobody staging. Realtors didn't know what it was. Clients didn't know what it was. And that's all changing.
Barb, what does ASP stand for again?
It's Accredited Staging Professional. And that's the designation that I decided that I would grant to those that took my course. And it's the only designation, Kevin, in the real estate or design or staging field. And then I felt it was important to start an association to maintain guidelines in the industry because you're going to see more and more staging, not less. And
mm-hmm.
So that's the International Association of Home Staging Professionals. And Jenny has just been elected the vice president of that organization. And I would like to give the website address for that. It's, of course, www. for international, A for association, H for home, S for staging, and P for professional.com. So they can see Jenny there on the association as vice president. And we will be having our convention again this year in the greater San Francisco area in May. And people can learn about that online as well. It's a lot of fun, but it's a lot of wonderful business ideas sharing. And Jenny's also helping set up chapters around the world. And so she is a very productive, very caring person, and I'm very grateful to her as the president of the association and the creator of the classes that she's taken.
We need to go and take a break, but when we come back, I'd like to go down the road of, okay, I'm sold. You guys have convinced me. Staging my house is a good thing, okay? So how do we begin?
All right, we'll talk about it.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to Positive Choice Talk Radio. And before we continue, I just want to thank everybody again. Yes, we are back on the air on KKNW 1150 AM. We are going to be here from noon until 3, Monday through Friday, for the rest of time, as we know it. And Barb Schwarz is going to be on every Monday from 2 to 3 with Staging Life with Barb. And if you would like to get a hold of me or get a hold of Positive Choice Talk Radio, you can do that at pctr@netzero.net. Or you can also give us a call anytime. This phone number is active all the time, and that is 866-439-PCTR. And okay, back to our discussion. Okay, ladies, I'm sold. I would like to stage my house while I'm living in it, and so when I just do decide to sell it, I'm better off. Okay, how do I get started? It's so overwhelming to me because I don't think in terms of that. How do I get started staging my home?
Well, Kevin, that's a great question. And remember, you don't need to feel that way because we're going to take care of you.
Thank you.
And so, you know, the other day I was working with a family, and I actually held her hand, which she really seemed to appreciate, and it's that release and that letting go and trusting the professionals. And it is important that you work with an accredited staging professional or accredited staging professional master, because it's the only training that's available and it is the best. So what we do is we work in steps, and we don't go to the next step till the one before has been complete. And you can stage your home to sell it or when you move in or as a way of living. And someday when we do Oprah, and that's coming, I'm going to tell you that's going to happen, we're going to show Oprah about how to do this too, so you're not alone, Kevin. And what that will be is that we will use the things that you have in your home, and we're going to rearrange them and put some of them away. And we start by deaccessorizing the room. So what we'll do is deaccessorize everything off the walls, and like pictures and lamps and plants and off your coffee table, et cetera. Then we pick the furniture that's going to stay, and we pick furniture that might go into another room because we might accessorize it different than you had it before. And so we rearrange the furniture the way we think that would look the best for how you live, because we would have interviewed you first before we did anything. And then we, once we rearrange it the way we think that it serves you to the best and the room looks the best, then we reaccessorize it. So some of those things we don't put back, some of those things we put in other rooms, and that's where the magic happens, because we get into our environment and think that's the only way that it can be, and yet I haven't met a room yet that I couldn't stage in a different way and have people really love it. So those are some of the easy steps, and the best is, Kevin, that you leave the house so you're not traumatized.
Yeah, that would be good for me.
We find that that's really good. You just go over to Starbucks or something and have a good time. And we just did this Thursday and Friday, and that's what we had them do. They went shopping, and they went out to the movies. And when they came back, they had a brand new home. And, you know, somebody said to me recently, gosh, it's like reality. And I said, it is reality. It's like reality TV, only we don't put hula hula skirts on your ceilings. And we don't paint red targets all over the walls. So it's really using what you have, putting some of it away, which you can alternate things. I have a goodie cupboard I suggest everybody. So you leave some things out, put some things away, and then switch it about halfway through the year. Put the things that were out back away and take the things that were away and bring them out. And so it enables you to have fewer things and enjoy each thing more. So in future shows, we can really go into more detail about specifically some of these ideas, either to sell, move in, or for a way of life, because it is a lifestyle. It's a chosen lifestyle. And we have Jenny Norris with us on the phone, who is an accredited staging professional master. And I would like to tell people they can find out about how to really get the training that Jenny has by going to stagedhomes.com. That's S-T-A-G-E-D, staged, homes, one word, H-O-M-E-S.com. And I want to give our toll-free number too, which is 800-392-7161. So it's either stagedhomes.com or 800-392-7161, and that's an old Issaquah number that I still have. So I want to reintroduce Jenny, and I'm going to put her on the spot a minute, but I have a feeling that it's not possible to put Jenny on the spot because she's a very talented, wise woman. And so, Jenny, I'd like to ask you, do you have any examples to share with us of how you've seen recently staging make a difference? Go, Jenny, go.
Definitely. In fact, tonight I am going over to a client's house, and I will be doing a report for them. And this client is actually a realtor. She's an ASP realtor. She went and had her training in the Bay Area with Barb. And since she came back, she has been using me for her listings where she wants to have them staged. She had a listing that had been sitting on the market for 6 months with two other realtors, had not sold. And she got the listing and brought me in, and the two of us went about staging the house, and it sold to the first buyers that saw the property after it was staged. So
wow.
Her sold sign went up, sale pending, and that was just about a week ago that happened. She has two more listings in that neighborhood from that experience. And it's powerful and it works, and people get really excited about it. And I get so thrilled about being, you know, hearing the sellers. They called me up. They were so excited because their house had finally sold.
That is so wonderful. And, you know, I put my hands in the air and I go, I love this business.
Yeah, definitely.
I do. I had all my students do that on the class.
We high-five each other. We're just like, you know, we're pumped after we finish staging.
That's right. And look at the difference you made. Because, you know, people will say, well, the market's really hot. We don't have to stage anything. And I always like to say, well, have you ever had a listing sell for too much? Meaning that if it's sitting and not selling, they're not getting their equity. And if it's selling and not staged, they're not getting as much equity. And the buyer's getting a house that wasn't as well prepared for sale. So even in the hot market, what you're telling us in California, they still have been on, you said, for 6 months with two different realtors?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And had not sold. And I actually went out to open houses on Sunday in my own neighborhood, and there are houses out there. I don't care if there's a hot market. These houses need to be staged because they're sitting, and there's a reason they sit. These two other listings have been sitting for 3 months. I'm going to contact the realtors because there's a reason why they're not selling, and staging is the answer.
So now let me ask both of you if I could interrupt.
Please.
And that is, I have a relative, okay, I'll call him my brother for lack of something else, who just recently took his real estate license, and so now he's actively hoofing it up and down the street trying to gain listings and sell real estate. Would this be an advantage for him to develop a relationship with a local stager who could help him?
Absolutely. And the first thing, he needs to become an ASP realtor because he needs to learn how to communicate the facts. The house needs to be staged with the client. It's not as easy as one might think because a lot of sellers will say, oh, I don't want to do that. Oh, the buyer can do that when they move in. We don't need to do that. And so the agent, when they're trained as an ASP realtor, which is what your brother needs to become, he will learn then what to say and facilitate with that seller so that they realize that their house, which was their home, is becoming a house and becoming a product on the open market. And with the competition, the public's going to be coming through. So as one of my sayings, the way you've lived in your home and the way we market sell your house are two different things. And then it will take him off the hook and let an ASP or an ASPM such as Jenny come and share with them what needs to be done, because your brother won't have time to do all the work with the client. Traditionally, you know, good agents are out listing houses and selling houses. And so the reason they take the class, Kevin, is to learn how to communicate with the seller that they need to stage it, and then we want them to bring in an ASP stager, and Jenny's at the top of the list, and there are those in Seattle that I'll be interviewing too, because, you know, I'm up in Seattle home half a month and down in the Bay Area half a month, one class in each city a month. And so that is the truth. It makes a wonderful team. And you mentioned, Jenny, that it was an ASP realtor that brought you in. Wouldn't you say that helped?
Definitely, because she had the knowledge to be able to explain to the clients at the listing presentation about staging. And she told me today when I met with them, she said she considers me part of her team, and she calls me her associate when she references me in the beginning before they've even met me. And that's the kind of relationship I want with realtors. She's not out there trying to take business from me at all because she's busy. But she totally understands the value of staging a house, and she's getting business because of it, and I'm really proud of her.
That's awesome. And remember when you said the house had been on for 6 months with two other agents, and it never was staged, Kevin? So that's what happens when you have realtors that go in or real estate agents that are not trained as ASCs. Otherwise, they would have gotten it staged, and they don't know how to communicate. And unfortunately, when we take our test in real estate and get a license, we have the license to practice, but they don't teach you how to communicate with clients about mostly anything. You memorize a lot of laws and rules, which are very important, but the communication piece is missing. And so that's what we do in the ASP course.
Absolutely. Ladies, we've just got a couple of moments left in our time together today. Is there anything special, Jenny, that you would like to share real quick?
I just want to tell Barb how much I love her and appreciate her, and everybody in the Staged Homes family does, because it's much more than just a job earning money. It is a life, and I'm just really honored to know you and have you in my life.
Thank you so much. I feel the very same about you, and we all are in this together, and we help each other, Kevin, and that's true of you and Eric and all of the staff at Positive Choice Talk Radio and the producers. And it's true of everybody listening, because without each other, we wouldn't be able to share. Without the show, without the listeners, without people like Jenny or you, Kevin, it wouldn't be happening. And so I want to say thank you to you, Jenny, and to remind everybody to stay tuned next week from 2 to 3 for Staging Life with Barb. And remember, your life is a canvas, and you can create whatever you want. And so if your life feels out of balance, you can choose in an instant to begin again. And we're going to talk about steps of starting over and making anew, because every day is a new beginning.
Barb, I'd like to thank you for being on our inaugural show back here at KKNW.
I love it.
11:50 a.m., and we are here, Positive Choice Talk Radio. We will be with you noon to 3. And remember, my dear brother, you never thought that there would be anything on this show that would do you good. Well, we've now found something that works for you. So you go find a stager, and you go take the course so that you can do a better job with it. Barb, any closing thoughts real quick?
Well, anyone interested in a class can go to stagehomes.com and see the course calendar. And so I will say that, and in good thoughts also, that it's just real important that remember to do something special for yourself today as well as others. And random acts of kindness are a wonderful thing. So pay the tip for somebody else, pay the toll booth for somebody else, and then go out and treat yourself to something, because we've got to take care of each other and ourselves. So God bless you, Kevin, and all of our listeners, and you, Jenny, as well. And thanks for listening.
And we'll see you next week. Do something positive for yourself. Make a positive choice. We'll see you tomorrow.